From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Pakistan, there is no question the party of President Pervez Musharraf was humiliated in this month's elections. Pressure is growing on Musharraf to quit and on Washington to dump him and find new allies in the war on terror. But the question remains, will Musharraf really step aside? NPR's South Asia correspondent Philip Reeves reports.
This cry has been ringing in the ears of President Pervez Musharraf for almost a year. It began, slowly and hesitantly, last spring, when crowds of lawyers began to appear on the streets. They were protesting Musharraf's suspension of the country's most senior judge, the Chief Justice, who he later sacked. Now the Go Musharraf Go chants have reached full volume.
Arises from the erosion in his moral standing and credibility.
Tariq Fatemi is a former Pakistani ambassador to Washington turned political commentator. He thinks the US has supported Musharraf for too long. The time's come, he says, to switch its attention to Pakistan's new leadership. Fatemi believes the election results were so damaging to Musharraf's credibility that the general will have to go soon.
The whole constellation of stars that are appearing on the firmament would indicate that his continued stay on the political stage of Pakistan for more than a few weeks is unlikely.
But Fatemi admits it's impossible to be certain. Nothing ever is in the complex world of Pakistani politics. The spotlight's now on the election winners, the Pakistan People's Party, led by Benazir Bhutto's widower, Asif Zardari, and the Muslim League faction of Nawaz Sharif. They're forging a coalition along with smaller parties. For now, they're buddies, caught up in the intoxicating excitement of cutting Pakistan's unpopular president down to size and ushering in parliamentary democracy. But the parties have a long history of squabbling and outright enmity. Musharraf knows this and may be biding his time. His spokesman, Major General Rashid Qureshi, says Musharraf certainly has no plans of going anywhere.
Absolutely no intentions. He doesn't have to leave. Nobody's asking him to leave except one person.
That one person is Nawaz Sharif. Sharif was prime minister before Musharraf threw him out in a coup in 1999 after Sharif tried to dump him as army chief. The two have been arch enemies ever since. Sharif has been calling loudly for Musharraf to leave office. However, Bhutto's widower Zardari has not been so clear-cut on this issue. Qureshi believes that Zardari and most of parliament will eventually be willing to work with Musharraf.
So there is no pressure, there is no desire, and no such thing like President Musharraf stepping down is happening.
But there is pressure from these people, lawyers and civil society activists. They're demanding the restoration of the judges thrown out by Musharraf when he declared emergency rule late last year. They know if the former Supreme Court's restored by the new government, it's certain to rule Musharraf's re-election in October as president was illegal. Then he'd have to go, or enter a full-blown confrontation with the judiciary and parliament. Activist Malik Tariq is convinced it's game over for Musharraf.
He has to go. There is no chance for him to stay anymore.
Sharif has made the restoration of the judiciary a priority, but again, Zardari is evasive on this issue. The two men have agreed to place the matter before parliament, but they're not even certain what legal measures are required to get the old judges back. They've set up a committee to figure this out. What is clear, though, is that the elections have greatly weakened Musharraf. He's also no longer army chief, so he can no longer be sure of automatic support from the military. Yet he's not someone who usually accepts defeat easily. At least for now, he remains part of Pakistan's power equation. His party was badly defeated in the elections to the National Assembly, the lower house of parliament, but it still dominates the upper house, the Senate. For now, he can, as president, hire and fire military chiefs and theoretically even dissolve parliament, though he's unlikely to try. Qureshi doesn't think Musharraf's going to lose these powers anytime soon.
Except for a two-thirds majority that can amend the constitution, these powers will continue to rest with the President of Pakistan.
It's not yet clear whether Pakistan's new coalition government will have that two-thirds majority. Nor is it known to what extent it'll have the stomach for a fight with Musharraf. Zardari says he's trying to build a government of national consensus. For now, the White House might distance itself from the general, but it won't be deleting his name from its speed dial. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.